Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
And you are here for day two of our lesson, Difficulties in German. We're enjoying quite a good story by Jo about her experiences learning German. And we're going to continue today. But I do wonder about different ways to learn a language. There are so many different ways. We talked about book knowledge yesterday, about learning things from a book. Carolyn, what's another way that you could learn a new language?
Well, when I was in high school, I was very interested in learning Japanese. Mm-hmm. So I decided to enroll in a summer program and go to Japan. It was very challenging since I had all Japanese classmates who didn't speak any English.
Wow, that would be quite intimidating for me. I would be on edge the entire time I was there. Nathaniel, what about you? What's another way to learn a new language?
Well, you know, one thing that is available now are certain computer programs that are supposed to help you learn languages, and some of them say that they can teach you pretty quickly, too.
All right, so there are many different ways to learn a language. I think songs really help, too. If you know a song and you can sing it in another language, then that could help you learn a language as well. Well, let's get started with the rest of Joe's story for today. Difficulties in German.
Difficulties in German. I had enrolled in four classes: literature, grammar, reading and writing, and history. All were in German and difficult, but the history lecture was the worst. The professor spoke fast. Almost everything he said flew right over my head. I sat in the front, took notes, and even recorded the lectures, but nothing helped. I had no idea what the class was about. At the end of the semester, I summoned all of my courage and asked my history professor for a form saying I'd attended the class. He said yes and told all the foreign students who wanted this form to meet at his office at a certain time. I'd like to say I got the form and took it back to my university for class credit, but I didn't.
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. What are the challenges that come with learning a new language? In part two of this month's Passport article, we'll find out what Jo found to be the hardest thing to overcome. Before we begin, though, let's look at our vocabulary. Enroll. Enroll is a verb. My sister enrolled in a photography class this semester. Over one's head. Over one's head is an idiom. Everything the math teacher said went over the students' heads. Summon. Summon is a verb. I just couldn't summon the nerve to jump off of the cliff. Flake. Flake is a verb. Josh said he was going to attend the party, but he flaked and didn't go. Let's begin.
It sounds like Jo is having a very difficult time in her history class. Oh, but let's go to the beginning of the article and we see that I had enrolled in four classes: literature, grammar, reading and writing, and history. And right in that first sentence, we see a word from our word bank, the word enrolled. If you enroll in something, then you sign up for it. In the introduction today, I said that I enrolled in a program to go to Japan for a summer. Mm-hmm. Nathaniel, how would you use this word, enroll?
Well, another place that you could enroll is for some kind of contest. You enrolled to participate in a contest.
That's right. Have you ever enrolled for a contest, Gabe?
Enrolled for a contest? Well, not really. I do like competing and I like races. I enrolled, I guess I, you could say I enrolled for in a race. I don't know if that counts. That's a kind of contest. But I'm thinking of maybe like a spelling bee, a spelling contest. You might enroll for that kind of a contest. Or maybe there's a speech contest or a drama contest. You can enroll in that kind of contest. Carolyn, have you ever enrolled in anything?
Well, I have. I enrolled in many classes when I was in college. You enroll for your classes, and I know many people who also enrolled in the army. So they joined the military. Mm-hmm. Now, if we continue in our reading, we'll learn a little bit more about these classes that Joe enrolled in. Nathaniel?
All were in German and difficult, but the history lecture was the worst. I'm sure it would be hard to go to classes in a completely different language than the one that you are most familiar with.
Right, especially maybe if it was lecture format. That's where the professor or teacher talks the whole time and the students are taking notes. I prefer discussion format where the teacher encourages discussion and questions a lot more. I prefer that over lecture format, but I know that many classes are with lectures.
That's right, and we see here that the professor spoke fast. Almost everything he said flew right over my head. Oh, and we see a phrase here, over my head. And it's also from our word bank today. If something is flying over your head, Gabe, what does that mean?
Excuse me? I don't understand. Yeah, that's right. If something flies over your head, it means you don't understand something about it. There's something maybe a little too difficult to understand. It goes right over your head. It's kind of a fun idiom. How could you use that phrase, Nathaniel?
Well, I can have a conversation with someone in Chinese, but sometimes if I'm watching TV, like the news, the Chinese goes right over my head. I don't understand very much.
That's right, and it's pretty easy to get confused when you're having conversations in a different language, and things just go right over your head. You miss the point. So it sounds like Joe is having a very difficult time in this lecture class. Gabe, would you like to continue?
Of course. Joe says, I sat in the front, took notes, and even recorded the lectures, but nothing helped. Nothing is working for Joe. Of course, if you are really attentive and focused and you want to learn a lot, then you sit where in the classroom? You sit in the front so you can try to get everything. But this did not help Joe.
That's right. And we see she says, I had no idea what the class was about. So she didn't even know the topic of the class other than it's a history class. Oh, it sounds like she's having a very difficult time. Well, continuing on, we see at the end of the semester, I summoned all of my courage and asked my history professor for a form saying I'd attended the class. So she wants to at least prove to her teachers that she went to the class, even if she didn't understand it. And in this sentence, we see another word bank word, summoned, to summon something. Nathaniel, can you explain this word for us?
Well, if you summon something, you're calling it, and you have authority or you have the power to call it. So I might say that my boss summoned me to her office to discuss something. You use it in that kind of way.
Right, and it can also mean to call together, bring many things together. So she summoned all of the courage she had, to ask her history professor for a form. Have you ever had to summon something, Gabe?
Well, Joe talks about summoning courage. I think maybe you could summon strength as well. You don't think you have a lot of strength, but really you're summoning all the strength that you have to do something. I also think about maybe the president. Maybe he summons some advisors for a decision that he has to make. So Joe is summoning the courage that she needs to talk to her professor.
That's right. And we see that he said yes and told all the foreign students who wanted this form to meet at his office at a certain time. So it sounds like she didn't need to be afraid. He said it would be okay. Unfortunately, we see that Joe, I'd like to say I got the form and took it back to my university for class credit, but I didn't. Oh, so she didn't actually get the form. She would like to say this, and that is a phrase we'd like to discuss. I'd like to say, but Gabe, can you tell us about this phrase?
Well, sure. Maybe something you regret. Maybe something didn't happen and you regret it. I'd like to say that I used my time wisely, but I didn't. I wasted my time. You could say, I'd like to say I passed the test, but I didn't pass. There's usually a but. I'd like to say, but. Nathaniel, how would you use that phrase?
I'd like to say that we had more time to talk about this, yeah. But it's time to go to the language lab.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 首先我们来看的是 over one's head 这个成语。Over one's head, 超过自己的头，引申出来的意思就是指超过自己的理解范围或能力。例如 ,what the science teacher taught today went over our heads. 今天科学老师教的东西对我们来说太难了。或者是 ,the philosophy lecture this morning was too hard. It went right over my head. 早上的哲学讲座真的太深奥了 我根本就听不懂。接下来我们看的是 summon 这个动词。summon 是指唤起或者是鼓起。例如 ,after hiking, I couldn't even summon up the strength to take a shower. I fell asleep on the couch.爬山之后连洗澡的力量都没有就在沙发上睡着了。或者是 George summoned up all his courage and proposed to his girlfriend. George 鼓起所有的勇气跟女朋友求婚。
This article is Difficulties in German, and it's by Jo Wirtz, who's talking about her own experiences learning German in Germany. She enrolled in 4 classes, but they went over her head. She did not understand what was being taught in class because it was all in German. So she went to her professor and asked if she could have a form saying that she at least went to the class. And we're going to see what the rest of the story has to tell us and the rest of her experience learning German in Germany.
Difficulties in German. I was too afraid to be in his office and reveal how little I could really understand. I was sure I was the only one in the class at such a low level. So I flaked and skipped the meeting. Years have passed, but I still remember how it felt to struggle so hard at learning another language. I think my failures that semester taught me just as much as my successes.
Learning another language can be a struggle, and we can learn a lot from our failures and successes when we try something new. Now, earlier in the reading, we were talking about Jo went to see her history professor to ask for a form, and she didn't actually go to the meeting. She says, I was too afraid to be in his office and reveal how little I could really understand.Gabe, have you ever been in a situation where you were too afraid to go to meet someone because you didn't think they would understand?
Oh, man, good question. I didn't think someone would understand me, so I did not go and approach the person. Actually, that happens not often, but it didn't just happen once. I am more afraid of certain people than I am of others, so it's hard to approach them.Maybe I fear that they will see something about me that I don't want them to know. Maybe I fear what their response will be. For some reason or another, I am afraid to approach that certain person. It's not good to have that attitude. I think we should kind of be able to have the courage and summon the courage we need to talk to the people that we need to talk to. But I did see a word in this sentence. It is reveal. Joe says...I was too afraid to be in his office and reveal how little I could really understand. So these things kind of reveal something about you. Nathaniel, how might you use that word reveal?
Well, yes, reveal is showing something new, revealing maybe your inside thoughts. Mm-hmm. When you're speaking in a group, you might reveal your deepest thoughts to let them get to know you, or maybe that's just what you're supposed to do in this group.
Yeah, I'd agree. Some things that you do or say could reveal something about your character, whether you intend to or not. It's revealing something about you. Well, Carolyn, how do we continue?
Well, she was afraid to reveal something for sure. She says, I was sure I was the only one in the class at such a low level. So she was afraid that if she went with all of the other foreign students, she would be the one at the lowest level in her language ability. That could be very intimidating, very scary, and so she didn't want to go. So what did she do, Nathaniel?
Well, the next sentence tells us what she did. So, I flaked and skipped the meeting. Okay, she did two things here. She flaked and skipped the meeting. And flaked is an interesting and funny word. You don't always hear it so often, but it's a good one to know. Flaked is also a word bank word we want to talk about today. To flake or to flake out. What does that mean, Gabe?
All right. Well, I think of something you originally intended to do, but just like a snowflake as it drifts through the wind, it's kind of wishy-washy. It goes from one place to another, and she did not do what she originally wanted to do. Usually you use this when you talk about maybe not being in the mood to do something at the last minute, or you're scared about something, like Joe was. How would you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, I invited someone to go with me to sing some songs at KTV, but they flaked at the last minute, and I ended up going by myself. Oh. That's not very fun to do. So try not to flake out on people. Let them know ahead of time if you can't go with them.
I agree completely. And I know that feeling. You plan on meeting up with somebody and they flake. I try not to be a flaky person. Well, Nathaniel, how does the lesson continue?
Well, it looks like she talks about the future in the next sentence. She says, years have passed, but I still remember how it felt to struggle so hard at learning another language. So she looks back to these memories and remembers that it really was difficult to learn German.
That's right. And she also continues, I think my failures that semester taught me just as much as my successes. So it seems like she's learned a lot of good lessons after going through this very difficult experience. Have you learned lessons like this, Gabe?
Well, yeah, and I would agree with her. Of course, you want to learn from your successes. You want to be able to say, I did everything great. I didn't make any mistakes. And you can learn from that. But I agree that you can probably learn more through your failures because then you're really conscious about what you need to improve upon. So you can learn through your failures as well. Nathaniel, what do you think about this?
Well, I think that when you do something incorrectly or in the wrong way, you usually end up with an interesting or memorable story. Mm-hmm. And so it gives you something to remember not to do that thing again. So it's true. You can learn from your mistakes.
And Joe certainly did give us an interesting story.
Yeah.
And now it's time to go to the information cloud, watch a review skit, and then go see Michelle.
Hi, friends. Since our lesson today is about someone who had difficulty learning German, I think it's a good idea to talk about how we can improve our English.
Well, three words, everybody. Practice, practice, practice. We all know the saying, practice makes perfect. So that's what we should do.
I agree. And we should practice every day by reading, writing, and speaking English as much as possible. Steve, which is better, studying English once a week for 2 hours straight or reading something in English 15 minutes a day?
Well, I would say the latter. And friends, you don't have to read an English textbook. You can read an English newspaper or a book or magazine about something you're interested in. If you enjoy bicycling, pick up an English magazine about cycling.
In your reading, you'll likely come across words that you don't understand. Look them up. But don't just memorize the words. Use them. Try putting them in phrases when you speak with others or when you write something.
Of course, you need to choose the right materials in your studies. I might be partial, but I think one of the best magazines that can help you improve your English is Studio Classroom.
That's right. Study with the best. 这一课的作者分享了他学习德文所经历的挣扎和挫折。其实很多人学英文也有类似的经验，到底要如何才能把英文学好？ Reading 是很重要的，但不要以为学英文就得读英文的教科书。其实只要你读的是英文，你可以阅读任何自己有兴趣的东西，每一天读一点会比一个礼拜读很多还要好。在阅读的过程中一定会遇到不懂的单字，你可以跳过去，也可以去查它，但千万不要背单字，单字是要懂得活用。当我们知道一个单字可以跟什么片语一起连用时，那个字就属于你的了。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Ich kann das nicht.
What's wrong?
Studying in German is harder than I thought.
But you minored in German.
Yes, and I like German, but I'm not particularly good at learning it.
Then why did you come to Germany to study?
I resigned myself to communicate in broken German.
Then this must be the hardest semester of your life.
Yes, it feels like I'm starting from scratch.
So, what are you taking?
Literature, grammar, reading and writing, and history.
Geschichte, history? That's a difficult one.
Yes, the professor speaks so fast. Everything flies right over my head.
Oh, then you need to take notes and record the lectures.
I've tried, but nothing helps. I have no idea what the classes are about.
So, what will you do?
Well, I summoned my courage and asked the professor for a form.
So you can get credit for the class?
Yes. He told all the foreign students to meet in his office.
Oh. So when do you meet with him?
We meet right now, but I'm not going.
What? You're skipping the meeting?
Yes. I'm going to flake. I don't want others to know how little I understand. I'm such a failure.
Well, perhaps one day these struggles will teach you just as much as your success.
Do you really think so?
Nine.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 flake 这个动词。flake 是指临时爽约或者是临阵脱逃，是一个非常口语的用字。例如 Wesley promised to host the banquet, but he flaked and didn't even show up. Wesley 答应会主持宴会，但是他临时爽约甚至没有出现。flake 也可以当名词，意思是碎片或者是薄片。例如 cornflake 是指玉米片，或者是 flakes of paint 是指剥落的油漆碎片。所以我们看的是跟 flake 同一个句子中的另外一个动词 skip, S-K-I-P。skip 是指略过或者是没有做某件事。注意它的过去式、过去分词或者是现在分词都要重复字尾的 P, 再加上 ED 或 ING。例如 Charlie skipped school and went to a movie today. Charlie 今天没去上课跑去看电影。或者是 Molly skipped breakfast because she got up too late. Molly 因为起床太晚没有吃早餐。And let's get back to our teachers.
Well, the past 2 days we've been learning about Jo and her difficulties in German, learning the German language. But there are also difficulties we face when learning English. Nathaniel, can you think of some of the difficulties you might face if you learn English?
I think one of the strangest things about English is its spelling. Sometimes it just does not seem very consistent, and you just have to memorize some of the differences in spelling in English.
That's right. There are words that are spelled very differently from the way they sound, or words that sound the same but have different spellings. Gabe, can you think of other difficulties in learning English?
Well, yeah, some of the rules in grammar. They're rules, and so you think that they should be the same or consistent all the time, but some words or sentence structures can break those rules. English is not an easy language to learn.
That's right, and many languages have very unique things, and it makes each of them a little difficult when you try to learn them. Well, we hope that you'll continue learning English here with us at Studio Classroom. See you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain.
Is my Becky going to sleep all day? I just expected she'd be tired after the picnic.
Your Becky?
Yes.
Mrs. Thatcher looked surprised.
Didn't she spend the night with you?
No.
Mrs. Thatcher's face went pale, and she was going to say something when Aunt Polly came up to them.
Good morning, Mrs. Thatcher. Good morning, Mrs. Harper. I'll have to speak to Tom about not telling me what he was doing. I suppose he stayed at one of your houses last night.
Mrs. Thatcher's face was white now.
He didn't stay with us,
said Mrs. Harper.
Joe, have you seen Tom Sawyer this morning?
No, Mother.
Anxiety spread quickly. There were worried questions for the children and the young teachers. They all said they hadn't noticed whether Tom and Becky were on board the steamboat on the way home. It had been dark. Nobody had tried to make sure that everybody was there. At last, one young man said he was afraid they were still in the cave. The thieves were forgotten. The steamboat was made ready, and in less than half an hour, more than 200 men were hurrying towards the cave. All the long afternoon, the village seemed empty and dead. All night, the women waited for news. When morning came, the only message from the cave was,
"Send more candles and send food."